Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amir Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah that had appeared in Daf Chav Vav Amir Aleph, where the Mishnah had said that if a person does the Zrikas Hadam in the wrong place, does it Shalok Kenegad Yisod, what's supposed to be Lamata Lamailo, what's supposed to be Lefnim Bachutz, or something like that. So the Mishnah had said that it's Pasul. So what did Pasul mean? So Shmuel had this comment that Pasul means that the Basar is Pasul, but the Bailim is still Neschaper, that somehow, even though the Zrika was done in the wrong place, there is still a kapara for the Bailim. So the Gemara is now going to ask further on Shmuel. So we're holding at Mesve toward the bottom of the page on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, there's three lines from the end of the page. Mesve, so they ask on Shmuel from the following. We have a brisa that tells us that Chishev Litinas and Itanan Lamala Lamata, or Lamata Lamala. If at the time of the Shechita or the Kabbalah or the Halacha, at the time of one of the earlier Avodas, the last Avoda is the Zrika, the last of the four Avodas Adam is the Zrika. So at the time of one of the earlier Avodas Adam, he has a Machshava to be Zorik the Dam, meaning to be zorik the dam that belongs lamala, lamata, or lamata, lamala. So if he has in mind to do that, the altar on that same day, then kosher, then the carbon is kosher, because even if you say that a zrika shalobim komo is a zrika psula, so it turns out that he was doing a shchita, having in mind that he wants to do a zrika. Psula is Rika, that's pasul in the wrong place. That machshava is not going to pasul the carbon. Why? So we're going to see a Gemara later on that only a machshava of chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo or machshava shalol l'shmo by pasach or chatas will in fact pasul a carbon. But other machshavos, as wrong as they may be, will not pasul the carbon. So as long as his plan was to do it on the right day and it was just in the wrong part of the mizbeach, it will not pasul the carbon. But there's a question of the gears over here, of the machar pasul. If afterwards, when he does the second avoda, though, chazar v'chishev, meaning if at a later avoda, let's say the first one, he was doing shchita, having in mind that he's going to do the zrika in the wrong spot. And then when he's doing the kabbalah, he has a machshava to eat the basar chutz l'mekomo, outside of its of the place where you're supposed to eat that carbon. Let's say kachim kachim chutz l'azara or kachim kalim chutz l'Yerushalayim. Pasul, the carbon is going to be pasul. The inbo kares, but there's no kares if you eat from that carbon. But chutz l'zmano, if he has in mind that he wants to eat the basar after the zman that's ra'ui to eat the basar, meaning it's a carbon shlom, it's supposed to be eaten for 2 days, 1 night, he wants to eat it on the third day, he has machshava to eat it on the third day, so then pigul, the chayav melach karis, then it's not just pasul, it is pigul. So that we're going to see a mishnah a little bit later in today's daf, that a machshava of chutz l'mekomo pasuls the carbon, a machshava of chutz l'zmano makes the carbon pigul, which elevates it to a chiv kares. So one very critical rule that's necessary for the entire daf over here is that in order for something to be pigul, you need that karvo matir of kimitzvasam, that everything else was right with the carbon. If there were other reasons why the carbon was pasul, then a machshava chutz l'zmano is not going to elevate it to a level of pigul. Only if karvo matir of kimitzvasam is it going to be pigul. All the other avodos have to be done right, and then it's going to be pigul if everything else is in order. So now the Braisa goes on to tell us, let's say that machshava that he has during the first avoda to put that which is lamata lamala, he has the machshava lamachar that he's going to do that zrika in the wrong place the next day. So then pasul, then the carbon becomes pasul through that machshava alone, because he has in mind to be zorik in the wrong place. So that's like having in mind to leave the dam until the next day and not to be zorik at all, because that machshava is going to pasul. So if afterwards, when he does the second avoda, chazar v'chishev, bein chutz l'zmano, bein chutz l'mekomo, when he does a later avoda, a subsequent avoda with that same carbon, but this time he has a machshava to do with chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo, pasul vein bo kares. Even if he has a machshava chutzlozmano, it's going to be pasul, but there's not going to be a chiyuv kares if someone eats from it, because even though he had a machshava during the second avoda to do chutzlozmano, it doesn't become pigul because you don't have that qualification of karav matirav kimitzvasam, that everything else was in line, because it was already pasul with the first machshava. He already had a machshava to do that zrika lemachar, and that machshava already made the carbon pasul. So once the carbon is pasul, it can no longer become pigul. You lack the qualification that you need of karav matir of kimitzvasav, that everything was done properly. So now the Gemara asks the kasha, where again all of this was to set up a kasha on Shmuel. V'i shalo b'mekomo kimekomo dami, if a zrika in the wrong spot, not on the right spot in the mizbech, is like the zrika on the right spot, it's considered kimekomo, hai pasul pigulhu. Is it true that when you have a machshava to be zorik the dam in the wrong spot, the next day the carbon should only be called pasul? No, it should be called pigul, because if you hold that Azrika Shalo b'mekomo is the same as Azrika b'mekomo, so when you have that initial machshava to do that Azrika Shalo b'mekomo in the wrong time, isn't that the very definition of pigul, that you're having machshava to do an avoda chutz l'zmana? So it must be that the reason that it's not considered pigul is because Azrika Shalo b'mekomo is not the same as Azrika b'mekomo. It's as if you're Zorik somewhere else, not on the Mizbeach, and Machshavah's Zrika that's not on the Mizbeach is not going to make a pigul, because that's not a real Zrika, that's not a legitimate Zrika, because the definition of a Machshavah's pigul is that you have a Machshavah to eat or to be Makta Deimurin or to be Zorik the Dam La'achar Zman. But if your Machshavah was not to be Zorik Dam La'achar Zman, your Machshavah was to do something else, so and you're going to tell me that Zrika Shalo b'mekomo is not considered Zorik Dam, you're having Machshava to stam, leave it over, to stam, do something else, that's not going to make it pigul. So doesn't this seem to therefore be a raya that a Zrika like this is not going to make the animal pigul, because it's a Zrika Shalo b'mekomo is not the same as a regular Zrika, it's not the same din as a Zrika b'mekomo, and should not achieve kapara for the bailim like Shmuel said it does. Shmuel said, yeah, the basar is possible, but kapara it still achieves. So don't we see from here that that's not true? So Marzutra answers, Marzutra, Zrika de Sharia basar ba'achila, maisa lidei pigul. Zrika de lo Sharia basar ba'achila, lo maisa lidei pigul. Even though the Zrika Shalo b'mekomo is like a Zrika b'mekomo, like Shmuel said, if you have a machshava to do a Zrika Shalo b'mekomo the next day, it's not going to make it pigul, because even Shmuel is moda that a Zrika Shalo b'mekomo would not have been matir the basar b'achila. I mean, what did Shmuel say? That is, he never said the word Zrika Shalo b'mekomo arki b'mekomo dami, that a Zrika Shalo b'mekomo is the same thing as doing a Zrika b'mekomo. No, he said the Bailim is going to get a kapara from a Zrika Shalo b'mekomo, but he admits that it's not the same as doing the proper Zrika. If you do a proper Zrika, not only will the Bailim get kapara, the basar will be matir b'achila. Shmuel agrees the basar is not mutar b'achila over here. So Shmuel acknowledges this is not a regular Zrika, and since it's not a regular Zrika, it doesn't have the capacity to make it pigul. It has to be, you have to have everything else aligned in order for it to be pigul, but you're already having a machshava to do a Zrika shalo b'mekomo, to do a Zrika in the wrong spot. Ravashi asks, how do you know that this is true, that this rule that Marzutra suggests is true, that the Zrika that's matir basar ba'achila, only such a Zrika can be maybe lidei pigul, but a Zrika that would not be matir the basar ba'achila cannot be maybe lidei pigul? Amrei Ravashi l'Marzutra min nalacha, how do you know that the pigul status of the carbon depends on the heter achila of the basar? So Marzutra answers the chsiv, because the pasuk says v'im about pigul, v'him he'achol ye'achel mi b'sar zevach shlamav pigul yihiyeh. So by from the smichus to the word pigul to the yisra achila, we darsh it. Misha pigulo garamlo, that's something that is usher to eat because of its pigul, that's where we say that you have this onesh of kares. Yotzazeh, as opposed to the meat that the dam was nizrak, shalom b'mekomo, or you had a machshava b'shazrika, shalom b'mekomo, you had a machshava's pigul while you're doing the zrika shalom b'mekomo, she'in pigulo garamlo, that the pigul is not what caused the meat to be asr to be eaten, eli isr d'varachir garamlo. The zrika shalom b'mekomo made it that the meat is going to be asr to be eaten because the zrika is done improperly, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv kares. That's the makar, that if you do a zrika shalom b'mekomo and at the time of the zrika you have a machshava to eat the basar, to be makter the imurim, chutz l'zmano, it's not going to become pigul, even though normally the definition of pigul is having a machshava to do the achila or the haktaras imurim, chutz l'zmano, either your achila or the achilas mizbech, haktaras imurim is achilas mizbech, that it should be done chutz l'zmano, normally that makes it pigul. But over here, you're doing an improper zrika with the machsheves pigul. And an improper zrika with the machsheves pigul is not going to make it pigul. So once we know this, we know that if you have machsheva b'shas shchita, to do this kind of zrika the next day, that's also not going to be mefagel, because it's not a real zrika. It's not a full-fledged zrika. So ask the Gemara, ihachi, if you're going to say that a zrika shalom b'mekomo is not considered a real zrika, in terms of making the animal pigul, if sulinami lo lifsal, then it shouldn't pass all the carbon at all. Such a machshava shouldn't pass all the carbon at all. That if you have a machshava to be zorik the next day, shalom b'mekomo, we shouldn't just say it's not pigul. Why do we say then that it becomes pasul? If it's an absolute zero, it should be an absolute zero. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, mi d'tahava a machshava sinuach. Now, we don't view this as if you had a machshava to do a zrika chutz l'zmano. When you have a machshava to do a zrika in the wrong place on the mizbeach the next day, we don't view that as a machshava to do a zrika chutz l'zmano, because it's not a zrika. The wrong place is not a zrika. But you know what it is like? It's at least like having a machshava that you're not going to do a zrika today. So regardless of what you do with it tomorrow, you put it in the wrong place or whatever, you're not going to do a zrika today. You're leaving it over. So just like they didn't, when a person has a machshava to just leave the dam until after the zman, it clearly passes the carbon. So here also, even though it's not considered a machshava zrika, that would be mefagel, but at the very least, it's a machshava to leave the dam until the next day, and that's enough to passel the carbon. And this follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to see later on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that a machsheves hinuach is going to passel, that having a machsheva just to leave it over is going to passel. That's not so clear cut. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They hold that a machsheva is only going to passel if it's chutz l'zman u'chutz l'makom, machsheves shelo l'shmo by Pesach Urchatas. But if you have a machshava to be zorik l'machar shalom b'mekomo, then the carbon should be kosher. Okay, so that was all Shmuel's explanation of our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah had said that you do a zrika sadan shalom b'mekomo. Yeah, if a person and the Mishnah just gave a whole bunch of different examples of shalom b'mekomo, that it's possible. So Shmuel just commented, pasul means that the meat is pasul, but the bailim still gets kapara. That was Shmuel's shita. Now the Gemara moves on to tell us Reish Lakish shita. Reish Lakish is understanding of the Mishnah. Reish Lakish amar li olam pasul mamish. When the Mishnah says that if you zorak shalom b'mekomo, it's pasul, it means totally pasul. Not only is the meat pasul, the bailim gets no kapara. V'shalom b'mekomo, kimakomo dami, and azrika shalom b'mekomo is like azrika b'mekomo, meaning it's as far as the bailim getting kapara, just not as far as the achilas basar. V'lo kasha, didn't that just contradict himself? I mean, he just said that our Mishnah says that if you do azrika shalom b'mekomo, absolutely possible, the basar is possible, there's no kapara for the bailim, and then the very next line, very next words out of his mouth are shalom b'mekomo, kimakomo dami. That Azrika shalom b'mekomo is like doing Azrika b'mekomo, and therefore it sounds like, and everything's fine, and therefore the Bailim gets his kapara. So what's going on? V'lo kasha. Nah, it's not a kasha. This comment is not a kasha on our Mishnah. Kan, shenasim b'shtika, Kan shenasan ba'amira. The drasha on the pasuk that sounds that even if you do shalom b'mekomo, the bailim does get a kapara, is talking about where you do shalom b'mekomo b'shtika, meaning you do the zrika shalom b'mekomo without any wrong machshavos. All your machshavos are right. Whereas in the Mishnah, where it says shalom b'mekomo, the whole thing's possible, no basar and no kapara for the bailim, is where shenasan ba'amira. Amira, as we've seen and will continue to see many times, does not necessarily mean you're saying anything. It means with a machshava, or we'll see, it's a question. Sometimes when we say machshava, it actually means that you're actually saying something. But okay, but it's talking about where you had a machshava to eat the basar chutz l'zmano. So the Mishnah's trying to tell us that the carbon's possible, but you don't get karis, because a machshava during a zrika shalom b'mekomo is enough of a machshava to passel the carbon, because that zrika is considered like it's b'mekomo in that sense. But it's not enough to make it piggle, because the zrika that's not matir, the basar b'achila, is not going to make the carbon piggle. So Reish Lakish really, essentially, holds like Shmuel. That is, through a zrika shalom b'mekomo, the bailim gets a kapara. So we could ask all the kashas that the Gemara had asked on Shmuel, on Reish Lakish as well. And we can answer them the same way we answered the kashas for Shmuel. So the Gemara, instead of going through that whole discussion again, which sometimes the style in Shas is like you'll have a whole Amud of Gemara, you know, like, I don't know, the beginning of Ksubis. Yesh onus begin, nein onus begin. So you have everything that was a raya to one shita, you have a whole another amud that's a kasha on the other shita. So and it will go through, so like makes for good dafyomi, you know, learning, like just reading through the same thing again. In Zvachim we don't get any gifts. There's no dafyomi gifts. So the Gemara instead just summarizes the entire previous discussion and says, Tana, and it says in the Mishnah later on, you know, about Nasanola Kevesh, where the Gemara asks and we answer the same way, and Chishev Litan sent on Lamata Lamala, Lamala Lamata, Ad Mididav Machshav Sinu Achalibid Rabbi Yehuda. Essentially, the Gemara just says, yeah, see the whole previous discussion. That whole discussion, again, that we had in Shmuel should be now applied to Reish Lakish. Good, and that's the summary of everything that we did until now. Now, Rabbi Yochanan has a fundamentally different approach than Shmuel and Reish Lakish. He holds that Zrika Shalom B'Mekomo is not Kibim Mekomo at all. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Idi V'Idi. Whether it's our Mishnah, which says that if you Zorik Shalom B'Mekomo, the carbon is possible and there's no way to fix it, or whether it's the Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that if you Zorik Shalom B'Mekomo, then let someone go back, be Mekabel the Dam, and be Zorik properly, and that way you could fix it. Both of them are talking about shenasan b'shtika, where you put the dam on the mizbeach without a machshavas psul. That the first time you put it on the mizbeach, you did it shalom b'mekomo. The shalom b'mekomo lav kimekomo dami. And the din is that a zrika shalom b'mekomo is not considered like a zrika b'mekomo. It's like you were zorik it on the ritzba. It's like you just threw it on the floor. It's not considered a proper zrika. How do we account for the discrepancy between the two Mishnayos? When in the Mishnah later on, where it says there's still a way to fix it, go be Mekabel more dam and then do the Zrika properly, that's when there's more dam to be Mekabel. There's still dam and nefesh in the neck of the animal that you somehow, you still have time to go and chap some more dam and nefesh from the, so then you could still fix it. But our Mishnah, Vaha Deleka Dama Nefesh, our Mishnah, which says that the carbon becomes possible and there's no way to fix it, is talking about because there's no more Dama Nefesh to, so you can't be Mekabel Dam. It's like all the blood just fell on the floor. There's nothing you could do. It's all gone right now. So the Gemara asks the Rabbi Yochanan, wait a second, Tanan, our Mishnah says, Pasul Ve'in Bokares, that if you do the Zrika Shalom B'Mekomo, it's possible, but someone who eats that carbon is not chayav kares. Well, bish lama l'Reish Lakish hainu d'ktani possible v'en bo kares. According to Reish Lakish, who said that the Mishnah is talking about where you're having a machshava of chutz l'zmano, so it's very important for the Mishnah to tell me a chiddush that you're not chayav kares, because normally a machshava of chutz l'zmano is what makes something piggle, and normally piggle means kares. So I need the Mishnah to tell me such a chiddush that even though that at the time you did the zrika in the wrong place, you had a machshava of chutz l'zmano, that machshava of chutz l'zmano didn't make it pigul, because a zrika that's not matir the basar b'achila cannot bring something to pigul. El Rabbi Yochanan, my ein bo kares. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah is talking about, you never had a machshav of chutz mano. All you did was you were zorik the dam in the wrong spot. So what's the Tana telling me that there's no kares? Of course there's no kares. There's no machshav of chutz mano. So kasha, that's taka kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. That challenge is insurmountable. It's too difficult to explain the Mishnah. But it doesn't entirely reject the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, because we know the Lashonos of Chazal means it's not a Tiyufta. A Tiyufta would reject Kasha, means it's an answerable Kasha somehow, but we just don't know what the answer is. Now the Gemara asks weiter, Ule Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, who explained that when our Mishnah said Pasul, the Basar becomes Pasul because the Zrika was Shalom B'Mekomo, and we're talking about that he did Zrika Bishtika, he didn't have any Machshava of chutzos mano, my in bokares. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me in bokares? Meaning, we discussed according to Rish Lakish, where it fits very beautifully that it says in bokares, because it's talking about where he had a machshava chutzos mano. We discussed according to Rabbi Yochanan where it doesn't fit at all, because there was no issue of chutzos mano. So why would you have to say in bokares? According to Shmuel, also that when you did it shalom b'makomo, we were not having any machshava of chutzos mano. Why does it have to tell me in bokares? So hachikama, the Tana is trying to tell me that if you put the dam shalom b'makomo, you zorik the dam shalom b'makomo, the basar becomes pasul, and im nasan b'machshava pasul ve'in bokares. And if you do it shalom b'makomo with a machshava of chutzos mano, the carbon is going to be pasul, but there's not going to be kares when you eat that basar, because that zrika is not going to be matir ba'achila, and therefore that zrika does not have the capacity to turn the animal into a pigle. So that's what it means. Ein bokaris is saying, and if the case were different, where you even had a machshava of chutzos mano, even that would be ein bokaris. So wait a second. Once we added those words into the Mishnah to fix up Shmuel, right? The case in the Mishnah according to Shmuel was there was no machshava of chutzos mano. So he said, why do you have to tell me in bokaris? So he said, no. Add into the Mishnah in bokaris is if you did have a machshava of chutzos mano, that it's in bokaris. Why couldn't we give that same answer for Rabbi Yochanan? We asked the same kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. What's the chiddush in bokaris? And we leave it as kasha. So the reason we can't give that answer for Rabbi Yochanan is because the zrika shalom b'makomo is not like a zrika b'makomo. So it's as if it was nizrak ala ritzba. So it's pashut that if you have a machshava when such a zrika that a machshava is chutzos mano, it's not going to make it. It's not going to make it pigul. Meaning even that wouldn't be a chiddush. See, at least according to Shmuel, it's not like you're throwing it on the floor. You're doing something when you're zorik shalom b'makomo. So to then add, and if you have a machshava chutzos mano while doing some form of zrika, that it, don't worry, it's not going to become pigul. So that's a chiddush according to Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no chiddush. Doing a zrika shalom b'makomo is like spilling it on the floor. So you spill the dam out on the floor with the machshava of chutzos mano that it's not pigul. Of course, it's not pigul. It's not an avoda. You're just spilling the dam out on the floor. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we couldn't give that answer. Then the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan further. Rabbi Yochanan, if you're going to say that a zrika shalom b'mekomo is not considered like a zrika at all, lahavi ki nishpach minakli ala ritzpa v'yeyasvenu, is it so pashut that if the dam spills on the floor that all is lost and there's no way to fix it? Sure, you could fix it. We have a Mishnah later on, Daf Lamed Beis, that if all the dam spills out on the we keep referring to this Mishnah, we're not there yet, 5 days away. We keep referring to this Mishnah, the dam spills out on the floor. My grandfather at the Chasan last night was learning Daf Yomi. He's on Daf Lamed Zayin. I got to catch up. He's 10 blot ahead. Okay. So, but we're not there yet. But the Mishnah keeps that we refer to is if the dam spills out on the floor, it's not lost. Pick it up. You can still be osef the dam. You can still gather the dam and do a proper zrika. So why does the Mishnah say if you're zork shalom b'mekomo, pasul, it's gone. It's too late. So the Gemara answers, Savel Kamad Yomer, lo yisvenu. He holds like the Shita, that if you do the dam shalom b'mekomo, you can't gather it anymore, because once the dam touches the Mizbeach, even though it wasn't done through a proper zrika, because you did it on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, kolto hamizbeach. The mizbeach is kolit that dam to the point that you're not allowed to take it off of the mizbeach. So it's no longer ra'ui for zrika. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's such a shita that dafka, because it was connected with the mizbeach in some way, that dam is now disqualified from further zrika. Yeah, dam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, am Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon argue about dam that's nizrak shelo kedino, right? Whether you can gather it together. But akol modim, both of the tanaim would agree, benitan in lamala shenasan lamala, that dam that was supposed to be put lamala michuta sikra, that you put or lamata michuta, I'm sorry, lamala michuta sikra, that you did put lamala, or lamata shenasan lamata, a dam that was supposed to be put lamata, that you did put lamata, but shaloka mitzvasan, but you did it in a way with a machshava that would passel it, or you did it, let's say, with your left hand in some way that you did it in the right spot, but in the wrong way, some way you messed up, lo yesfenin. Then you're not allowed to gather the dam in order to do the zrika a second time. Because since it was put in the right spot on the mizbeach, then everyone would agree that it's no longer eligible for zrika. Lo nech l'kuela benitanin l'mala shenasin l'mata, l'mata shenasin l'mala. But there is machlokes tanaim. What if you put it in the wrong spot? You did a zrika on the wrong spot of the mizbeach. It was supposed to be on the top, you did it on the bottom, or the bottom, you did it on top. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo yesfenu. Rabbi Yossi says, even though a zrika shalobim kamal is not a proper zrika, but it's enough of a zrika that you cannot regather that dam and try again, because I'll call upon if it's on the mizbeach, and once it's on the mizbeach, it's no longer eligible for zrika. Rabbi Shimon Omer yesfenu. And Rabbi Shimon would say that since a zrika shalobim kamal is not like a zrika bimakamo, it's the same as it's spilling on the floor, and just like when it spills on the floor, you can pick it up and do a new zrika sadam. When you put it in the wrong spot in the mizbeach, you can pick it up and do a new zrikas hadam. So umishnasenu kidrei omer lo yesvenu. And our mishnah is assuming, like Rabbi Yossi, that once it hits the mizbeach, it's too late. You can no longer be osif the dam. So even though zrikas shlobim komo is not kibim komo, it's not mechaper for the bailim at all, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But it's not mamish like a zrika ala ritzba. It's not mamish like you just spilled it out on the floor, because when you zorik ala ritzba, you could still take the dam. When you zorik on the mizbeach, even in the wrong spot in the mizbeach, that dam is no longer eligible for kapara, or for a second zrika. Okay, so and the Gemara is obviously understanding. Rashi points out the Gemara is obviously understanding that Rabbi Yossi's shita that lo yesfenu, that once it hits the mizbeach lo yesfenu, is not based on the idea that a zrika shalom b'mekamo is kemekamohi, that it was in any way a proper zrika. We're saying no, it was not a proper zrika. No heter bas b'achila, no kapara for the bailim. But nevertheless, there's this separate din, independent din of klitas hamizbeach, that once it's on the mizbeach, there's no taking something down from the mizbeach. So it sounds like it's not a din in the dam that the dam had a proper zrika. It's a din in mizbeach, that it's a bizayin from the mizbeach to start pulling things off of the mizbeach, or something like that. So the Gemara now brings another shita explaining the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chista Amar Avimi, Rav Chista says, Nema Avimi, Hakol Modim Benitan Lamata, Shenason Lamala. It's not a machlokas if you put it on the wrong spot of the mizbeach. Everyone would agree that if you did a zrika on the wrong spot of the mizbeach, shelo yeyosfenu, that you're not allowed to regather that dam. It hit the right, the correct mizbeach. It's not on the floor. So there's definitely this din of klitas mizbeach. The kol shekin, and therefore certainly everyone would agree, b'nitan on the malish and asan lemata, that if something was supposed to be put on the top and you put it on the bottom of the mizbeach, that you're not allowed to gather it together, because there's more of a reason to assume klitas mizbeach. Hold the dam melyonim lematahein ba'in, because it's sort of the nature of dam melyonim is that ultimately they get toward the bottom of the mizbeach, because there's gravity. So when you put something on the top of the mizbeach, slowly it's going to drip down to the bottom anyway. So certainly if lechachila you put it lemata, that's almost the same as what you were supposed to do. Meaning that's almost like the real zrika, because ultimately you put it where it was going to end up anyway. So in that case, certainly everyone would agree that there's kletas in mizbeach, and that there's no redoing that zrika sadam. There's no pulling that blood off the mizbeach. You know where the machlokas though is? Lo nechlekuel binitanin lefnim shenason bachus. chutz. You put it on the wrong mizbeach. B'chutz shenason lefnim. That's where Rabbi Yossi Omer Yesfenu. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, you put it on the wrong mizbeach. That's like spilling it on the floor, so you can just pick it up and try again. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer lo yesfenu. Rabbi Shimon says there's even kletas mizbeach when it's not the right mizbeach for that carbon. That carbon was supposed to be on the mizbeach haprimi, and you put it on the mizbeach achitzon, or vice versa. So the Gemara now brings a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that there's a shita that even though zrika shalom b'mekomo is not k'mekomo, k'b'mekomo, it's not mechaper at all, nevertheless there's still this din of kletas hamizbeach where you're not able to regather the dam. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak afanan nami tanina. We have a brisa that holds like Rabbi Yochanan, but in order to understand this brisa, a couple of things in advance. There is a din that dvarim that anything that's pasul lahakrava, if it's brought on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to bring it down from the mizbeach. Im alu lo yeridu. So what do you do with it? It should be burnt on top of the mizbeach because the mizbeach is mekadesh even things that are pasul. How do we know this din? A pasuk in Vayikra, zos toras haola. He ha'ola al mokla al mizbeach kol alayla ad haboker ve'isha mizbeach tukad bo. So we darshan that when it's ola al mokad, it's going to be there kol alayla, and the isha mizbeach is tukad bo. Meaning even something pasul that was Allah that went up on the mizbeach needs to be burnt there. So that's the subject of this brisa. Pasul things that end up on the mizbeach where the halacha is that they have to be burnt on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when the pasuk says those Torah Sa'ola, where we learn this din, there are a lot of words in the pasuk that could be viewed as miutim. Zos, he, ha'ola. That's harei shlosha miutim. Three miutim. So it's coming to tell me that it's not by every pasul thing that goes on the mizbeach do you necessarily leave it there. Because as it's telling me this din, there are three miutim. So apparently there are three exclusions to this din. So prat l'nishchata b'layla shenishpach dama v'sheyatzu dama chutz l'klayim im also teved. That it's excluding three things. An animal that was shechted b'layla and became possible in that way, that if it ends up in the mizbech, take it right down. Or nishpach dama, an animal whose dam fell, it was spilled on the ritzvah and was never had a proper zrika, and the rest of the parts of that animal somehow ended up on the mizbech, take that animal down, or the blood ended up outside of the azara and therefore was no longer roi for zrika. In all three of those cases, that even if it's already up on the mizbech, get it down from the mizbech. But every other psul, we would not say imal sateri. We'd say once it's up there, leave it on the mizbech. So now the brisa continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola ein li ela ola ksheira. When it says that there's an ola in this pasuk, I would only know that if it's an ola ksheira, that it's on the mizbeach, that you got to leave it there to burn. Minayin l'rabba shenishchata b'layla. How do I know that even if it was pasul by shechting it at night, that im also lo teireid, that you have to leave it there? V'shenishmach dama, or if it's blood spilled out, v'shiyotza dama chutz l'klayim, or it had a psul yotzei, v'halon, or the basar spent the night off of the mizbeach and therefore became pasul belina vayotzei, or the baser went outside of the azara and became pasul yotzei vatamei, or the baser became tamei vishenishchad chutz lazmano, or the animal was shechted having in mind that you want to be maktir at the wrong time, or vichutz lemakomo, he had did a shechita almanas to do the aktara chutz lemakomo, which would pasul the karban vishekiblu psulin vizark. Or maybe a Kohen who was not Roy Lavoda, who was a Bal Mum, was Mekabel the Dam and was Zorik the Dam. Vani Tanan Lamalish and Son Lamata, or blood that was supposed to be put on the top of the Mizbeach was put on the bottom. Vani Tanan Lamata and Son Lamala. Vani Tanan Bifnim, Shinason Bachutz, Vani Tanan Bachutz, Shinason Bifnim, or blood that was supposed to be put on one Mizbeach and was put on the other one. Vapesach, Vachatos, Shishchaton, Shalolishman, or Karm Pesach, or Karm Chatos, that was Shech Shalolishman. Minayin, how do I know that in all of those situations of psul that we just described, that it's nevertheless, once it goes on the mizbech, lo teireid, tamalomar, because the pasuk says, Torah Sa'ola. Riba Torah Achas L'kola Olin Shem Olu Lo Yardu. There's one Torah for all carbon olas that Im Olu Lo Yardu. That rule applies for everything. So Rabbi Shimon says, wait, Yachal Shani Marbe Af Haroveya Vanirva, Vamukta, Van Nevad, Va Esnan, Vamachir, Va Klayim, Va Trefa, Vyotse Dofen, I might think that even the following list of psulim would have the same din of imalu lo yardu, an animal that was roveya in isha, an animal that an ish was roveya the animal, an animal that was designated for avodah zarah, an animal that was used for avodah zarah, an animal that was esnan zona that was used as a zona's payment, an animal that was exchanged for a dog, an animal that's klayim, an animal that's a trefa that was attacked or something and became a trefa, an animal that was not born in the normal way, but to Yotzi Dolphin was a C-section. So Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says Zos. That Mia tells me Zos, but not other types of psulim, and it's coming to tell me that these psulim do not have this din of Imalo Yardu. Okay, so essentially we have two very long lists in this brisa. One long list of psulim where we say that even this carbon is possible, but once it's on the Mizbeach, leave it there. And another long list of psulim where this carbon is possible, but nevertheless, even if it's up on the Mizbeach, even if it's take it down. How do we know what belongs on what list? How do we know which types of psulim we say imalu lo terid, or which ones we say imalu terid? Yes, there is a riboy, there is a miyut, but it doesn't say in the pasuk what to be marba, what to be memayit. So marba ni yaseilu shrei psulim b'kodesh. We include those types of psulim that can only happen in the azara. A lan, a yotze, right? And it can only become psul b'yotze if it was already inside the azara. So that's motzi ani yaseilu shloya psulim b'kodesh. But we exclude those types of psulim that would happen even outside of the azara, like a roveya and a nirva. But katani miha. But at the end of the day, the brisa did say, according to Rabbi Shimon, hanitanim lamata shenasan lamala ulamala shenasan lamata, that if those emurin go up in the mizbeach, they're lo yardu v'lo palug. Rabbi Yehuda, and apparently Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree. Rabbi Yehuda holds if the dam spills on the floor im ala yered, so you could have said, okay, so therefore if you do this rikas adam shelo b'makomo, that's the same thing as the dam spilling on the floor, because this rikas shelo b'makomo is not the same as the zrika b'makomo, and therefore you should say if the carbon went up on the mizbeach, yered, get it down from there. But Rabbi Yehuda is moda, no, it's not going to be brought down. My time, lav mishum dekalte mizbeach, isn't it because there is this din called klitas hamizbeach, that once the dam is on the mizbeach is mekadesh it, and it's considered as if you did a zrika with it in the sense that you can't take it off in the mizbeach. Ushmamina lo yesanu. So good. So you see from there that even if you did a zrika sadam shalom makomo, it stops. That blood is no longer ratui for any future zrika. So there's no sense, and it's not even mutter to regather that dam. Now the Gemara moves on to a totally different topic. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mizbeach HaPnimi Mekadish Psulin. That the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if possible things go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you don't take them off of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So says Gemara, Maika Mashmalan, what's Rabbi Lazar's great Chiddush? Tanina, we already know this in the Braisa. The Braisa said, Hanitan Bifnim, the Braisa that we just quoted said, that which belongs on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that you put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, or vice versa, when the emurim go on the mizbech, lo yardu. And Rabbi Yehuda was molded to that. So even though he holds that when the dam spills on the floor, the emurim go up on the mizbech, yardu, you're going to take them down. Over here, obviously, it doesn't have the same din as spilling on the floor. Now, the dam achitzon that's brought befnim is pasul as soon as it enters into the heichal. When you throw it on the mizbech apnimi, we should have said that that's the same as spilling it on the floor, because it's pasul, it's not a zrika at all. Why don't we say that? It must be because there's a kletas mizbeach hapnimi to make it kadosh enough that you cannot take things off of it. And it's as if, and in that sense, we view it as if it was a proper zrika, because you can't take it off. It's not like it spilled on the floor. So you see the mizbeach hapnimi is mekadesh psulim. It's beferish in the brisa. What do I need Rabbi Lazar to tell me? Didn't it's beferish in the brisa? Na'ime hasam, if I only had the brisa, hava minahani mili dam dechazirei, I would have said that only dam, where that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh Psulim, is only by Dam Pasul, because Dam is something that's rotwi for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Abel Komet Slo Chazilei, because at least Dam, you know, sometimes Dam goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but the Kmitza of a Karban Mincha, which is never supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Emelo, I would say there's no such din that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it, Kamash Melan. That's why he tells me that it is. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Ketore Zar Shalsal Gabi Mizbeach, But don't you see that we have beferish that only the mizbech hachitzon is mekadesh asaroi lo, not the mizbech pnimi? Tzritzachi k'tora zara shalso mizbech hachitzon teiret shein mizbech hachitzon mekadesh psulin ela roi lo. That it's a din of the mizbech hachitzon. The mizbech hachitzon is only mekadesh psulim that are roi lo. Hapnimi bein roi lo bein shein roi lo. But the mizbech hapnimi is mekadesh psulim whether it's roi lo or not. My taima high ritzba high klishares. The mizbech hachitzon has the din of a ritzba because it's built out of avanim, so it's considered just like spilling on the floor if it's not roi lo. But v'hai klisharis, the mizbech hapnimi is still a klisharis, and therefore its capacity for being mekadesh is a greater capacity than the mizbeach hachitzon. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.